Our reading for this morning is from Romans chapter 3. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by the works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood, to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today is Romans chapter 3. And I share the last verse again, where St. Paul said, "For the showing of his righteousness in the now time, in order that he be just and the justifier of the one who is from faith in Jesus." In the name of Jesus Christ. Oddly enough, we live in a time where much of our culture is preoccupied with justice. And all of that in a time where we have pretty much given up on standards of right and wrong. No external standards of right and wrong. We just make things up as we go, and whoever has the most influence of the day gets their standards adopted for that moment, and then they change. Yet in a culture then that also says, but I want justice, and I'm going to talk about justice and try to fight for justice all the time, the question remains, whose standards are we using for that justice? So, a person who slips and falls on the ice, and we have no connection at all with that in St. Louis here in the last week or so, do we? A person falls and slips on the ice and so sues the property owner for $1 million because God dared rain down snow upon the ground. The family who loses a loved one through a murder perceives justice as getting revenge against the murderer by seeing them punished, life imprisonment or even death. I want revenge. That's my justice. The person who gets kicked out of their house or apartment for not paying rent for the last year and a half claims injustice and wants to live someplace free. All the while, every one of us is involved in the process of trying to justify our own actions, explaining away the bad behaviors that are found in our life, suggesting that they are justified because of our current circumstances. But again, who is to determine what is right, what is just? And then we confront our text for today from Romans 3, where Paul says, "Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped or silenced, and the whole world may be held accountable to God." The stark condemnation of Romans 3:23 interrupts our comfortable calls for justice when it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." We don't make the rules. God does. That's why in our text, Paul says, God is the just one. He's just. And the only way that we can understand justice is to compare our lives and our standards and our rules to his justness. And when I do that, when you do that, we find out that we don't deserve anything from anybody except condemnation. Because if you add up the sum total of everything that we have done in life, I've been a real jerk, and so have you. We've hurt, we've condemned, we've harmed, we've been arrogant and mean, and we've set aside every single one of God's demands on our lives. So I can't claim personal justness because my actions don't display that character. I can't demand justice for me, because if I want to play on that level, it only means condemnation. If I get what I justly deserve, it is nothing but God's wrath and eternal punishment. Instead, our hope is not in justice, but in God's grace and in his mercy. So Paul says in our text, in these famous words, "We are justified, declared not guilty, by his grace." God's character of giving without being able to be paid back as a gift through the redemption, the ransom price of Jesus Christ. We are justified by that justification. A justification that doesn't come from within us. A justification that doesn't even come by creating crowd approval. We are justified by God, by that propitiation, that atoning sacrifice of Jesus, shedding his blood on the cross, so that in his grace and mercy, as a gift, we might be justified, declared guilty. God remains just. He didn't just close our eyes and wince looking at our sin and say, "Oh, I wish they wouldn't." But he remains just by paying for our sins through the cross. And so remains both just and the justifier. How much time do we waste in our lives through efforts of self-justification? Trying to salve our own consciences, trying to win the approval of those who are around us by ultimately making flimsy excuses for the things that we do. Trying to get others to think well of me, becoming a TikTok influencer, as long as that's still legal. I'm okay, not because of me, but because of God. God declared me his through that justification of the cross. I'm okay because God, the just one, justified me. And you are okay because God, the just one, justified you. And with that relationship that we all have with Christ by faith, standing side by side, I look at you and I see those who are justified before God. And that's where we find our peace with one another. That doesn't leave room for boasting and arrogance or victory one over the other. And that's a good thing. For boasting and striving for victory one over the other only separates and destroys. Jesus, our relationship with each other is always based on that justification that we have in Christ. Not winning or dominating like the next Super Bowl champ in a couple of weeks. Our relationship comes from the outside, from what Christ has done for us. It's not about what I think I deserve or claiming my rights. It's instead basking in the pure gift of God's grace and mercy in Jesus Christ. Not complaining that I didn't get my fair share, but instead setting my thoughts and my hopes on the rich inheritance of eternal life in Christ. An inheritance that will never be taken away by the next regime that comes along, but an inheritance, our inheritance, that is ours in Christ forever. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep our hearts and our minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.